When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Friends, listeners, community, welcome to the podcast known as Side Hustle School. Every single day for more than 2,000 days in a row, bringing you a new episode with a detailed business idea or tip, question from a listener, case study, archival look at a business we featured long ago, all kinds of stuff focused on helping you make extra money without quitting your job. And today we're going to hear from a Washington, D.C. caller. Their name is Marwin. They have an idea for an outdoor adventure and survival training school for city dwellers, which kind of seems apt these days. I feel like everybody's thinking about, you know, the end of the world, or at least, I don't know, something bad could happen and you need to be able to survive, even if you're living in the city and not necessarily out hunting deer or whatever people do, you know, outside of the city to survive. I should probably make some notes and not just go off into a tangent here. All right, follow the script, Chris. I am eager to learn more about this business concept. Now we're back on track. And how Marwin plans to overcome the unique challenges of organizing outdoor excursions in the region. Does Marwin even know? I don't know. Let's find out. Let's listen to this quick shout out to our sponsor, and then let's find out.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, my name is Marwan. I'm calling from Washington, D.C. I have an idea for an outdoor adventure and survival training school for city dwellers. With many urban residents feeling disconnected from nature and seeking more meaningful experiences, I believe this business could fill a niche. What do you think, and how would I put it together? Finally, what should I be considering the most at this stage of the idea generation? Thanks for your help.
All right, Marwin, thanks for the question. And I love the idea. You know, like, I would love to learn survival, you know, outdoor survival. I am a city dweller. I mean, I've been outside a couple of times in my life. Mostly my experience in survival consists of like eating chips, tortilla chips, while watching The Last of Us. And I'm like, oh, I could be really good at that, except here I am on my couch and, you know, in a temperature controlled environment. There are no zombies or infected or, you know, whatever the danger is out there coming after me. So yeah, I think I would like to learn some survival. And more to the point, I think it's an interesting project. I think it's something that could take off with groups, with tourists, some kind of corporate activity, team building. There's lots of different directions it could go. So, you know, given the unpredictable nature of the outdoors, maybe just, you know, first things first, it's important to have comprehensive safety protocols in place to provide thorough training to your guides and instructors, you know, and also consider logistical issues like transportation, equipment, permits. And there's a lot there we could say, but, you know, I'm more interested in like, okay, how do we get this idea going? And so I think it needs a strong brand. And I would put a lot of attention there. You need to create an experience with this. Like, what's the name of it? It needs a catchy name. It needs something that like people around town are talking about. Oh, did you do this? Oh, my team went and did this. You know, my team went to this cool experience where we went, I don't know, maybe, you know, half an hour outside the city or something and did whatever Marwin puts together. I don't know exactly how it works. But then you need some guerrilla marketing to sign up those groups. You know, so what about congressional staffers? What about lobbyists? Like, it'd be really cool to get some buzz from those groups and then go after all the tourists that visit Washington, D.C., you know, pretty much every season. So overall, I think it is a promising idea. I would love to know what happens with it. And maybe, who knows, I hope to be on tour in Washington later this year. So if the survival school is up and running, I'd love to check it out. Marwin, good luck. Listeners, good luck. If you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. I'm cheering you on every day. I'd love to know what you're working on, how I can be of service. And of course, feel free to just keep listening. It's all completely free. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.